The recommendation, particularly for kids, is to eat 25 grams of added sugar. So yeah, that works out to about 6 teaspoons per day of daily calories as these added sugars. But according to population studies, children today are consuming about 17%. So that's almost, 20% of their daily calories as these added sugars. And compare that, in 1977, kids only ate about 14% of their diets as added sugar. So that works out to calorie-wise, 275 calories of added sugars, which they consumed in 1977. But today, it's 326 calories per day. And adults don't do any better. Adults went from consuming about 228 calories in 1977 as added sugar to more than 300 today. So basically, it means that kids are getting what is the equivalent of a meal, and adults are eating the equivalent of a snack in just added sugars.
That's a lot of sugar. Talk about the health implications that arise from eating too much sugar.
It's not that sugar in itself in small amounts is bad. It's just that added sugars in these bigger amounts are linked with increased rates of obesity and premature heart disease.
Sally, we know kids enjoy sweet-tasting foods and drinks. So what are the keys to getting a child to put down chocolate milk, for example, and drink regular milk?
It can be really challenging, but it can be done. And actually, there's a new study that's out in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics that offers a lot of promise to parents and grandparents who may be trying to switch their kids to lower sugary drinks or foods. So in this study, they went into two urban New England schools with kids who ranged in age from kindergarten to eighth grade. And the kids had been drinking a fair amount of chocolate and strawberry flavored milk. So over the summer, they got rid of that and they just offered plain milk. And, you can imagine the shock of the kids when they probably went to, you can imagine what it was like. But what they actually found is that the amount of milk actually increased. More kids actually chose the milk. Now, consumption was a little different story, and that did actually decline. But they found that the acceptance of this plain milk versus flavored milk was actually pretty good.
So what's the overall message here for parents?
So the overall message is you can switch your kids to lower sugar beverages and foods, but you've got to do it gradually. In some cases, you'll probably have to coax. In some cases, you may just say, no, that's it. That's what we've got. And we do know that if you want to look for sweet things, because kids and adults love things that are sweet, so turn to fruit. That's a great choice, and you're going to get a lot of nutrition with that. Mm-hmm. So that if you're really struggling and your child maybe doesn't want to go from chocolate milk to plain milk, maybe you, every other meal, you say, well, how about juice this time? And maybe you get calcium fortified juice, and then you just gradually move over to that plain milk or the, something that has less sugar, and just hold the line. You really can do it.